All right, y'all. It's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.
What's going on, man?
Damn, I forgot how loud that was.
Oh, really? It's been a while. It's been a few weeks, but welcome back to the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast, everybody. My name is Corey. Alongside me is my best buddy of over 20 years, Justin.
We're fucking old.
Yeah, we are. We're getting up there. Man, dude, I was trimming up the beard a little earlier before I took my shower after my dinner. And it's getting very gray. It's very up underneath. Just seeing all the sparkly fucking hairs falling
out.
You
can see it in the stream right here.
Yeah.
Right there.
You're starting to get the skunk stripe.
I'm Lizzie, okay.
How
with
you
that.
Doing tonight?
I actually kind of dig that. So
yeah, roll with it, baby. Guys, we are streaming live tonight to the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast, Facebook and YouTube, as well as my very own Twitch channel, The Holy Man. I kind of thought maybe we could spread a little love tonight, move things around instead of streaming to the NDT Twitch site. We'll rock and roll to mine, get some new people rolling in here, get some good conversations rolling. And because, you know, like I said to Justin before the show, tonight is going to be the Justin special. We're going to fly by the seat of our pants. It's been a while. We didn't really prepare for tonight, so we're just going to fly. We're just going to fly. How's it sound? Is that good?
That's how I always do it anyway.
Yeah, that's your entire fucking life.
Fuck yeah. Why live differently?
Yeah. So
it works.
A few weeks ago, we missed our Saturday show because we were going to go watch a baseball game at Citi Field. We're going to watch the Mets and Braves game. And we got out there. We got to the American Dream Mall. We were hanging out, purchasing some new gear just for the game, trying out some pizza for me for the first time. Was it Best Pizza?
From
Best Pizza. It wasn't bad. I don't think it was the best pizza, but it was pretty good. Pretty good. And while we were there, the game got canceled. So that was a big fucking bummer. I didn't get to see Spencer Strider pitch a gem against the Mets.
At least, listen, the more the last couple of weeks played out, the more happy I am that game got fucking canceled.
Why is that? You didn't want me to have bragging rights?
Oh, we've had a bad couple of weeks. So
you've lost 5 straight series.
Uh-huh. We'll be all right.
Yeah, it's a long season. It is baseball, man. It's up and down. And by the end of the year, almost all the teams that are in the playoffs are fairly even.
Yeah, I'm not worried. Yeah, we'll be okay.
Yeah. So
I said it then and I'll say it now. I'm happy it got fucking canceled before we went into the city.
That's the one thing I'm happy about too, because if I didn't have to go to the city, I didn't want to go to the city. I am a country boy. I do not like being in the city, so I was happy.
Oh no, see,
I wasn't really thrilled about riding subways, bro.
Monetarily.
that too.
16 to get in, 30 to park. Saved me about $50.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, at least we still had stuff to do, so it was
all it was still fun. Then we found a cool store on the way home.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. That was a good one. That was a good one. I'm not going to complain about that. So what do we want to get on to tonight, man? Like, I was kind of thinking, I was talking with Jared a little bit before the stream, and I was thinking maybe we could touch on some gaming shit, some streaming shit. I know since we're on my channel here over on Twitch, I know quite a few people that are on there. They're new to streaming, and I think hitting on some of the finer things of streaming would be a nice thing to get to. Some of our normal fans aren't exactly the gaming type, but that's okay. Because we are. We're fucking nerdy like that. So
I just like video games.
Take yeah, but
enough of life.
The big, you know what? Especially when it comes to a good story game, there's nothing to me really all that different from a good story game and playing a good story game and reading a book. In both, you're getting a great story, and that's why you're there. Like, you get sucked into it. Like, you're in the game or you're in the book. So why is one better than the other? I mean, technically, in a story game, you're still reading, right? Same thing. Fucking same thing. That's what I
kind of.
Our issue though is we're stuck on one game. We're always stuck on one game. We play the same fucking one all the time.
I'm not stuck. I choose to.
Right. Well, we choose to be stuck on this game. I don't know what it is about it. I enjoy
running around shooting people.
Hey, you know what, man? It's a good way to relieve some stress, you know,
or get super stressed out.
Well, you can. It makes you happy, though. Even if you're getting shit on, you're still happy. You're still having a good time. This game that we're talking about is Apex Legends, by the way. It's a first-person shooter, Battle Royale style. It has other game modes in it, too, but its main feature is the Battle Royale. It's just a lot of fun. How are you liking the new season? I know you asked me last night, but...
The new ranked season...
You asked me early today.
It confuses me. I don't understand the scoring in it, but...
Yeah.
I wish I don't think they're being transparent with it. I honestly feel that the bonus that you see at the end, since they're not using ranked points anymore and you're not getting KP, I think what that bonus is the old scoring system, essentially. The further you finish, like the better you finish, the higher points you get per kill, and your kills add up. You just don't see it anymore on screen like you did.
Here's what it seems to be to me.
Full scoring system. Because how hard did it used to be to get 200 to 300 RP? Pretty fucking hard.
Yeah. So, but this is the way I'm seeing it though. Is you're
230.
Do you not hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, because you sound jumbled to me. I didn't know what was going on over there. But to me, it seems like it's not an individual thing. It's a team thing now. Like I've been running with my wife and my friend Charlie the last few days in ranked, and all of us seem to get around the same LP. We get the same ladder points every match. So it's like everyone gets credit for all the kills, all the assists. No,
okay, but the ladder points aren't all you get. The ladder points are consistent all the way across. All you're seeing build up as you're playing is points for where you're finishing.
Your placement?
Yeah. Afterwards, when you go into the match recap, if you look at it, you see bonus, skill, and you get points for that. And that number is the total ladder points that you gain for the 1,000 that you need to move on to the next.
It seems like they're really trying to focus more on the team aspect of the game and trying to win and place higher, because that is the point. The point of the game isn't to go in and get as many kills as you can. Otherwise, it would just be like a team deathmatch sort
which is why I don't think they're being transparent about the way the skills bonus and the bonus or whatever they're doing after the match that you're not seeing building up is the old scoring system or something similar where kills are being added. And like the points are being added up for that. You're still getting that. They're just not telling you. That's what I think. Cause like it doesn't make sense. Like what the fuck, how are you giving me points for skill? Like,
so this is what I read about. And it says that, they kind of try to give you points based on the fights that you're in. So if my squad goes and takes out another squad that was a higher skill level, we get more points for that.
Yeah,
or but if you take out a squad that's a lower skill level, it's really not, they don't really give you as much for it.
No, you don't give any LP for kills. Kills LP is strictly based
responding to scoops
on placement. Like the score you're seeing build in the corner is strictly based on your placement. Everybody now from rookie to masters, it's 35 to get in, and you gain the same amount. Top 10, you're plus 20. So
Jordan,
many
AKA,
people are gonna be masters.
Jordan, aka Scoobs, said top 8, you just got to get like 2 kills and you're good, like points wise, and he's right. Because we've already won a couple of matches with like a kill or two apiece, and you're already at like +200 LP in a match.
Yep.
Like and you know what? I'm not mad about it because I can actually play ranked this season and have success. I can see success. The matchmaking this season is a lot better too, it seems. Like last season, the second half of last season, man, I was getting into matches with people who do nothing but play this game. Now, I like to claim that I am the best worst average gamer dad on the platform. Okay. Like I get an hour here or there. Judo Joe, what's going on, man? Thank you for the love, brother. Judo Joe is a great streamer, man. He's a really cool dude. Make sure you guys go check him out. But yeah, like I'm the kind of guy who I get an hour and a half to 2 hours every couple of days throughout the week at the end of my day to calm down, to relax, to have a little bit of fun before, you know, I watch a little TV with the wifey to go to bed. That's my unwind time. That's my time to relieve some stress. All right. So I'm not going to fare very well against these people who do nothing but play this game when they're home. Like I play, let's see. I would say I play an average of 6 to 8 hours a week if I'm lucky. If I'm lucky. And I'm going up against people who easily play for 30 plus hours a week. And I am getting fucking railroaded. Destroyed. Like I was getting destroyed before I even had a chance to lift up my fucking gun last season. It was awful. I don't know how many other people had such a horrible time with it, but I did. It was disastrous, and I hated playing. It was terrible.
This one is a more slow play style.
It forces you to be.
I think what they're trying to do is trying to make ranked play like ALGS.
It seems like it, because you have to pick and choose your fights. Like, because if you're trying to get into fights right off the bat, like people used to do, where you're dropping and you're just going for your kill points, you're gonna screw up. Because even if you drop 3 or 4 kills right off the bat, if your team's eliminated and you place like 17 or 18, you lose points, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're shit out of luck. Try again. So it makes you take your time, slow down your pace, pick your fights. I will say though, it seems like it's cause for a lot of third parties.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I'm doing anyway.
I watch a fight and then I push.
That's the play.
It is.
You hear a fight, you push that fight. You see one on the kill feed go down and you push in.
Yep. Yep. That's exactly what I do.
Take on the 3-man squad and then take out the other two.
Dude, that's how we got a win the other night. It was such a cheap win. Like we rolled into the area and there were 3 squads left, including us. And we heard the other two fighting and they were above us. Right. So they had no idea we were down below. And I'm like, all right, watch the top right corner. Watch the top right corner. As soon as you see 2 squads left, push. And as soon as I said that, drop down to 2 squads. Up that zip, I went and just started lighting them up. It was so fun. So cheap, so cheesy, but it worked. It's good, man.
It is. I'm not a fan of it, but.
I fucking love
it. So yeah, I'm not.
Keep your dirty mouth shut.
No. I was talking to Scoobs.
I know. I'm responding to him. Scoobs says Kings is the worst ranked map this rotation. I said it.
There's that fag talk we talked about.
I said that's my fave, man. It's just nice to be able to play Kings Canyon again.
I haven't played the New World's Edge yet, so I can't speak on it. But
I have yet to go in.
That plat pushed the last, well, at least tried to last season. Mm-hmm. Wanted to. This season, you should have no issue getting it. It's a full season. There's no split.
That's what I'm happy about, man. I think that's my favorite addition to, or this, my favorite change to the ranked game this year or this season. Shit, I can't even think straight. Dude, it's been a long week for me. But the fact that they don't have a midseason split is nice for people who are like me and don't get to play all that often.
So I've been trying to make that diamond push the last couple of seasons. I think this season, Masters is attainable.
Masters are bust, baby.
Masters is attainable.
I think so. Absolutely.
Maybe.
Yeah, dude. Olympus has grown on me, especially since the last few seasons. I've gotten nothing but Stormpoint and Broken Moon.
Yes.
To all of our listeners who are not gamers, this is going to sound like a foreign language, and I apologize, but I'm also not sorry.
No, but this is what when Olympus came back at the end of season, at the end of season 15, Olympus was always my least favorite map. As soon as it came back at the end of season 15, I just it clicked, and that's my favorite map. Like I said, haven't played the New World's Edge. That'll be tomorrow.
Really?
It came out Tuesday.
Hmm.
I worked Tuesday night. I played it for a little bit Wednesday morning, and then the next time I played it was last night.
Yeah.
So I had Olympus both of those days.
The World's Edge is nice.
Playing King's Canyon, but Olympus.
World's Edge did not change all that much. There's a few changes here and there.
I feel if it seems like a whole brand new map because it hasn't been around for a long time.
Well, no, World's Edge was on last season.
No, not. Oh, I thought you said Kings.
Oh, no.
No, World's Edge, yeah, the beginning of last season, then they pulled it.
Scoob says, me and Clutch had crazy ass games yesterday. Nice.
Dude, we had a 19 kill win.
Really? 19 kills? Jesus. Yeah. Dude, I tell you what, I've been using Scoob's one of his least favorite weapons, and I've been rocking it with pride, baby. A fucking rampage. My mid-range game has improved a lot. Also, I will say the rumors about the aim assist getting a nerf, I believe are true. I think aim assist got nerfed like fucking crazy.
Really?
It shows with the Sheila and it shows with the Rampage. Like I've been struggling with them. Like I used to be dead nuts with the Sheila with Rampart. Not this season, man. I've been struggling big time.
When are you try moving?
I know what I'm doing with Rampart, and it's not the same as it was before. I'm telling you, aim assist got nerfed because the fucking PC Master Race people have complained enough.
I honestly try to pay attention to it.
Try to pay attention to it with your mid-range, your automatic weapons.
I've played
Lifeline a little bit too because of that, because I was struggling with Sheila. I went over to Lifeline just to give us a support legend.
That's a must right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't gotten to try out what you had told me. Like anybody on your squad, if you have a support legend, anybody can craft it.
Anybody
I haven't
can
tried it yet?
Anybody can.
Scoob says trying moving. Yes, Rampage never stops shooting. It has less ammo than the fucking Spitfire though. It just hits nice, and I never fucking hop it up either. I never toss a thermite.
It has what, 75?
What does Rampage?
No. I thought you were talking about the Sheila. Never mind.
Sheila has 176. Dude, Sheila has 176 rounds when you first use it as a special.
And then, for some reason yesterday, when I got those heirloom shards, as soon as I got Pathy, I got the boxing gloves.
Was that your second set?
Yeah.
I'm waiting, man, because I got to get Ramparts. I got to.
I keep trying. He just seems to play so much smoother.
Dude, I was using Pathy at the end of last year, and his movement's so nice. Like grapple, I got really good with that shit.
Oh, I think they've already confirmed she is.
Scoob. Well, how about Fuse too, though? Fuse needs an heirloom too. Jordan, who Scoob says Horizon needs the heirloom.
But I was shocked. I wasn't even paying attention. Dude, I'm sitting here playing. I think I was streaming it too. I'm sitting here. I looked over and I was talking to Phoebe, and I was opening my second of two packs that I had, and I was just like, I made a weird noise, and I turned and I looked at the screen and I was like, holy shit.
So for those of you listening who are not gamers or do not happen to play Apex Legends, you get rewards where it's something called an Apex pack. You open these things up, they reward you with these. You can get different skins like outfits for your legends or guns or this and that and the other. And there's a very rare instance where you get something called an heirloom shard, and you can get these unique items for your legends. And it's very fucking rare to get them. So getting it once in a random pack is cool enough. You get it twice, you feel lucky as shit. Some people buy them during special events, but
they're what, $140 bucks?
$160 to get the entire season worth of shit. When that happens.
Yeah, fuck that. I'll take them when I get them for free.
Like Barbie doll clothes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Barbie doll clothes. Yes. Oh, hi. How are you, Brandy?
And the shitty thing is,
I hope your dinner went well tonight.
The fucking shitty thing is
ridiculous. I couldn't pay money for that shit.
If you pay money, I've paid money for skins. But if you pay money for skins, you're getting something you don't even get to look at.
Yeah.
Because when you play, you don't see it.
You see it in the lobby, and that's
on that because it's cool as shit.
Yeah. It's funny because my kid always wants to get shit for Fortnite, and I'm like, dude, what are you doing, man? Like, why do you want to spend money? You can save your money and get something much better.
At least in Fortnite, you can see your character.
I guess so. Good, Brandy. Good. I'm glad. Did you do all the things that he wanted to do? Brandy took her son out for his birthday dinner tonight.
Oh, happy birthday.
That's awesome. Brandy, what, 11 years old? I think 11? It's a little bit younger than my son. So that's cool. Glad they had fun. We had a week from hell at work, and it's going to be another week from hell next week. We are shorthanded and getting even shorter handed. So I can't fucking wait.
Listen, I asked if you thought they'd take part time.
I can guarantee you they won't take part time because that's going to take out of their possibility to hire someone full time. So.
Oh no, they keep looking for full time, and then if they find them, I'll leave. That's okay.
Yeah. They're gonna take. I think we got a new guy starting next Monday, not this Monday, but next Monday. So I'm excited for that. It'd be nice to have another set of hands to help out. We'll see. We'll fucking see.
Got a raise this week.
Did you? Nice.
Yeah.
That's always a bonus. Fucking like it.
No, my bonus came last week.
Nice.
Oh man.
That'd be fucking beautiful. I'd love to get a bonus. Wouldn't you, Brandy? Wouldn't you love a fucking bonus? I'd love that shit.
Can we talk about how shitty adulting is?
Yeah. Well, listen, a comment that you made when we were, driving to the city for this baseball game still has me shaking my head and laughing at the same time.
What did I say?
You said you were talking to someone, and you're like, or you said you were talking to Chris because, fucking adulting sucks and having to pay all these bills sucks. And you're a homeowner. You got all, you're paying more than you were before. And you said you told him, I don't know how Corey does it with Alex not working that much and now not working at all. And I still can't. Like, I still struggle. Every fucking month, I struggle.
That's fucking rough.
So you think I'm managing. Like, I guess I'm managing because I still have a roof over my head. And my lights are still working. My internet is still on. You know when I remember to pay my fucking internet bill? When they shut it off. That's when I remember. The other day, I got a message from Alex while I was at work. She said, internet's off at like fucking 8:30 in the morning. I was like, son of a bitch. So here I am fucking in the corner at work trying to pay my fucking bill before I go outside and do something outside. And I told her, I was like, all right, it's paid. Just don't tell the kids. Tell them it's still off for the whole day. They can't go online.
Dude. So mowed half of my lawn last
week. You see what Brandy said? She said, yes, please. I'll put a good word in for you.
Okay.
But he's talking part-time, Brandy. He's talking about coming in for just a few days a week. Now I'll have to write you up. The other day was the first time I ever saw someone get written up at work. And it was well-deserved. Brandy was fucking thrilled, too.
Yeah, I definitely don't plan on leaving where I'm at.
Yeah, Justin makes way too much money where he's at. Nah, go flip burgers, right? But Lena, my wife says, I was hoping the kids didn't notice, but Lena figured it out. Of course she did. Rapid Dave, what's going on? Thank you for hopping on into chat. I appreciate you being here, my friend.
So
you can hire me. Yo, Scoobs, if y'all ever want to move down to this area, you got a job with us. I know you're a warehouse worker. You can fucking do this shit. Let's go.
Listen, if Scoobs ever wants to move down here, I told him this. His company has a place in fucking Dunmore.
What company?
The
I know it's a tire place.
Tire warehouse or something like that.
And we're trying to watch a Stars game and the what Renegades company? Going for the Scoobs. XFL championship. Nice.
Yeah, how about that, dude? XFL, that Renegades team is 4-6.
Really?
I was going to say, isn't that DC and Arlington?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all over.
That doesn't help me, Scoops.
What happened?
NTW. The National Tire Wholesale, I think. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, since I'm here in Virginia, all I hear about is the DC and Arlington because I'm like an hour away from there. That's all they've been talking about is the XFL championship.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're 4-6 and they're going for the championship, huh? What's the team that, God damn it, what's his name? The fucking stud that left the NFL. He's playing in the XFL now. He was having a stellar season.
He was on the St. Louis.
And they're not in it? He didn't lead his team to gold? What the fuck, man?
No. Battlehawks, I think their name is.
Look at this. My wife's down here in chat because she sees Brandy in there. Brandy's my supervisor. She sees her in chat. She's telling me to not forget to tell her June 3rd I can't do a Saturday shift because it's our baby shower.
Is it Josh Gordon or Martavius Bryant?
Oh, is Josh Gordon in the XFL?
I think those are the two.
I'm thinking of the quarterback. I'm thinking
he was like thinking of a quarterback. He didn't leave the NFL. He was like a third string quarterback. AJ McCarron.
McCarron, that's it. McCarron. Gotcha. Yeah, McCarron. Just realized they were a losing record team in the championship. Bro, that's ridiculous. But yeah. Listen, it's like when the Giants won the championship when they were 9-7, right? In 2007, 2008. That Super Bowl when they beat the undefeated Patriots.
They were 9-7.
Yes, they were
had a winning record. Yeah, they
still
had a winning record.
They did, but for an NFL playoff team. Okay, so you want to use the Seattle Seahawks when they were 7-9 and they beat
and made the playoffs over the Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of aggravated me.
Balled out this season, but he was terrible. And he AJ McCarron wasn't that great in the NFL, but damn.
He was good in Alabama.
Play some ball. Yeah, and that's why everyone liked him. Oh, I'm safe. Cool. I it's funny, Brandy. I was talking to Alex about this earlier today when I was going to take some pictures of her. I was like, shit, I gotta remember to talk to her on Monday. Make sure I don't get a June 3rd for my Saturday shift. Slick. He's supposed to say it forever. He forgot. I forget everything, dude. So I met up with Alex after work. We did a couple things, and
I see as her profile picture.
Yeah, but then but that was afterwards. All right, so we didn't do that right away. I met her at Walmart. We grabbed a few things, ended up going home. And she was sitting in my chair here. I was sitting over in the corner in my nice, big, oversized, comfortable chair. She was talking to me, and I passed the fuck out. Out cold. She was asking me a question, and I was unconscious. I napped for almost an hour. It was fucking glorious. Like, it was phenomenal. I got up. She wasn't in here anymore. I assumed she was out on the porch because I didn't hear her. I walked out on the porch and I looked at her. I was like, I think I fell asleep. And she's like, you did. I was in the middle of asking you a question and realized you were out. Like, whoops. Yeah, I was a photographer today. Super loud in here. Y'all have a great show. I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much, Dave.
So back to adulting here, dude. Last week, I decided I finally had to mow my lawn for the first time. I get out there.
How'd that work out with a fucking push mower?
I did half of it. Because I was like, the rest of it looks too steep. So then today, I did it again, and I got the half that I did, and I started to go down the back half of the hill, and I was like, well, it's not that bad. I got like 3 pushes through it, and fucking thing, the battery died.
Yeah, you got one of those Ryobis, right?
Yeah.
I went and got one last weekend.
I grabbed the weed whacker, and I started doing a lot of stuff. It's honestly, it's not that bad. It looks way worse than it yeah. really is. But I was like, I don't fucking do it.
Man,
and I'm hurting. I'm hurting right now. My legs are like,
ooh. I believe it. I got one last week. So I got a Ryobi last week to use in her garden and a couple of small patches around the yard. So like, she had a real mower.
Ones?
Yeah, like the 16-inch deck.
Electric. They're so nice. It's just
Yeah, because I already have a bunch of Ryobi batteries, and I was thinking of shit for her. You know, she wanted the real mower, but I'm like, for a little bit more, you get the Ryobi. It comes with a battery and a charger. I already have a couple of batteries anyway. It actually came with 2 batteries. I'm like, I got the batteries anyway. All you do is push a fucking button, pull the lever, and it starts for you. And it has a bag on it. So you clean up as you go. You don't have to rake it up. You could pour it right into your fucking garden beds. You could throw it in the chicken run, give it to the chickens. You could throw it in your compost. You don't have to fucking worry. Bing, bang, boom, really fucking easy. You're done.
That's the other thing.
Why not?
I wish I would have known. I'd have sold you mine dirt cheap.
Why? You don't like yours?
I don't need a bag for this size fucking yard. That sucks. The bag gets full. The thing shuts off. I'm down the hill, and I have a place where I dump it because my neighbors have gardens and shit. So I'm gonna
make
like
a compost.
It. That's what. Yes, that's what I'm doing. But it's up at the top of the hill. So when it fucking the bag fills and I'm down the bottom of the hill, I gotta carry it all the way up the fucking hill. And at that point, I'm not going up the hill and cutting grass at the same time.
I mean, it sounds like a good opportunity to get a workout in, man.
Dude, it fucking sucks.
I'm just glad it's not me doing yours. Honestly, like, I would think that a weed whacker would be a lot better for most of your property. Oh, yes, Alex wants to do a small garden for you.
No, I know, because I talked to her about it. I got to figure out where I'm going to put it. But, but yeah, no, weed whacker wouldn't be. It's a lot. There's a lot of... The mower isn't that bad. It's really not. But I want to get a gas one.
Bro. All right. It
shoots out the back. It doesn't have a side shoot. There's no side shoot for it. So I have two options.
Well, it stays on. It doesn't shoot out the back because the flap should be down unless you broke that off.
There is no flap. So
how? Mine has a flap on it.
Mine doesn't. It came with.
It has a butt flap.
It came with an option to have a piece go on to block the hole so it would mulch.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
Or you take that off and you put the bag on because it's got the magnetic start. So everything locks into that. I need a side shoot mower because the way this yard is, this grass is fucking weird. I can't cut it too short.
Well, let me tell you. I was at Home Depot to buy this fucking mower the other day.
Gas mowers are expensive.
Yeah, this was the cheapest fucking mower there, man. Those gas mowers, little fucking push mowers, starting at like $350, $400.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I am not, because that's what I went there for, was a regular push mower. And I'm like, there's not a chance in hell. I almost got the real mower, and I was kind of pissed about it because I'm like, babe, this is your garden. This is for your garden. One, you're pregnant now. Two, it's a pain in the ass to push this thing, and I don't know how to fucking sharpen the blades. So, electric mower, 10 times easier, and it has a bag.
Yeah, I might talk to Kyle, see if he's got one.
What is going on, Allie? I hope you are doing well. I hope you're feeling well. This is Allie. Ladies and gentlemen, she is going to have her baby a few weeks before us. So hopefully she's feeling good. it is quiet too. Yeah, Alex just said she likes
super
how
quiet
it is.
Yep. But I thought about...
She misses the battery-powered weed whacker, though, because she could use that.
I might reach out to Kyle McDonald and see if he's got any. Because he works on them.
Yeah.
There's
a couple places. I know there's a place out on a Weagle Turnpike that has, like, this guy sells them. I always see him out by the road. But, bro, there's yard sales all over the place right now. So
I know. And the next weekend I'm off, it's going to be huge. It's Memorial Day weekend. So
I have a push mower at my house that you're welcome to take and try to fuck around with and get it working again. But I cannot. And I just don't have the time for it. So I said, fuck it. It's an old one, and it's been sitting out in the weather because I don't have a shed. So it's probably shot.
The electric one, that thing survived 4 years outside.
That's crazy.
It's not bright green anymore, but...
Alex says that they might induce her early because of the gestational diabetes. And if they do, it'd be a week early. And if it's a week early... That's 4th of July, baby. Because July 11th is the due date. I told her, America, baby, let's fucking go. Go a week early now. I hope they induce her a week early. America, baby, let's go. I think that would be the coolest fucking thing. I told her, I was like, You know, then we'd have to name her Freedom. It's corny. I wouldn't really do it. Don't worry. Don't worry.
I'm down with it. Or middle name Freedom.
Allie says that's what we're trying for is 4th of July, baby. Hell yeah, Allie.
Or middle name.
Look at America. Alex. She's like, we're not naming her that. No, I know. I would never.
What about America?
America. America. Yeah. Yeah. Guys, if this episode gets 1,000 shares, she's gonna let me name the baby Bulma after the Dragon Ball character. Iconic Dragon Ball character. 1,000 shares, 1,000 likes. I can name her Bulma. Let's go. Wait for it.
Just good guy. She's gonna walk in the room and smack you live.
Dude, you guys would honestly love that though. I'm enjoying this mead that we got off of our bee harvest, our fucking honey harvest with the bees that are no longer alive. Alex, I didn't realize that was your due date. My wife's due date is July 24th, but a scheduled C-section at 3 weeks is July 3rd. Damn. She says the amount of shit I've been through this pregnancy, I'm naming her what I want. Not a damn chance, she says. Oh, okay. How about the middle name? Can the middle name be Bulma? She's already trying to escape. Dude, you should have seen my little one trying to escape last night. Like it was something. It was wild. She literally looked like she was trying to push out Alex's belly button. It was insane.
She was dancing.
100%, man. But the good news is she's head down. So hooray. Right where she needs to be. Mr. Death Legends, how the hell are you?
I didn't think it mattered this early.
No, it's at 30. Well, we got what, like 8 weeks left? 9 weeks? 8, 9 weeks? I think at 34 weeks is when they want them to be head down. Her name is Set. Sorry. Hold the baby. I want a birthday twin. Scoob says, yeah, poor Alex. Alex loves food, and she has to be careful what she eats now because of gestational.
With that, which sucks. There's what's the concerns with the baby? Like, educate me.
She knows more about it than I do. I don't know. But like, I can tell you that during her one ultrasound a few weeks ago, they noticed that her fluid level was really high. Her amniotic fluid level was really high. And that could be one of many issues. Could be because there's a birth defect, this, that, and the other. Baby could be having trouble breathing, stuff like that. But one of the other things was it could be gestational diabetes. And I was like, well, she had to go for her test, and I was like, let's just hope. I was like, I know you don't want it, but let's just hope that that's the reason. Like, let's hope you have it so that that's the reason your fluid level's high. I was like, I know it sounds mean, but it's better than the alternatives. So it turns out that's what it is. She had to go through the 3-hour test, which sucks for her, which also sucked for me because it was actually 4.5 hours, and I had to sit down there at the hospital with her because I'm a good husband and everything. So, you know, we sat down there for 4.5 hours while she got blood drawn once an hour. Fucking sucked. Poor her. And now she has to prick her finger 4 times a day, which I honest to God did not think she was going to be able to do. This woman is deathly afraid of blood, especially her own blood. So I was worried that this guy was going to have to be the one to take her blood sugar for her every day. And I am not prepared for that. I don't like to, like, I don't want to hurt her. So even though it's just pricking her finger, I would feel like I'm hurting her and it would bug me. She can be big, Alex says, as one of the side effects, which is why they would try to induce early. But so far, she's right on schedule.
Isn't there a chance that of type 1 diabetes?
There's a chance that Alex could have it afterwards.
Diabetes afterwards, but I think there's also a chance that the baby could be born with type 1.
Yeah, I'm not. I couldn't tell you for certain. I really don't know. I didn't look that much into it.
Because I forget who I was talking to about it, and they had brought that up.
Yeah, but oh, because of this though, like she got her 4D ultrasounds, which we haven't gotten before, and every other ultrasound that we've had so far, our little girl did not cooperate very well. You couldn't really see a good profile. But with these 4D ones, like you could see what she looks like now. Like she was very cooperative the last two, and we got some really good images of her. Oh, she said later in life the baby could also have diabetes.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the extent of it. So, you know, now that we're all caught up on this shit.
Yeah, we went random there.
Yeah, that's all right. That's, you know, that's what we wanted to do this episode, right? Fly, just fly. We got one of her. Oh yeah, that's right. We did. We got an image of her tongue sticking out. That was pretty neat. A cute little shit already. But I feel like she's going to be a Spitfire, man, because she just, this is an active baby, man. She is moving all over the place.
Great. Just what you need. Another one that doesn't stop.
Yeah. The only bad thing with us is that they're worried about my weight gain because I haven't gained any. And now my WBC is super high. Ooh. That's crazy. But yeah. You know, one thing I did want to talk about was tonight was AI.
Fuck that shit.
AI and ChatGPT and just little shit about it. Little shit about it. But, you know, can't really get too in-depth now. We don't have enough time to do the in-depth discussions. I still have someone I want to bring on for, like, the in-depth discussions. But it's crazy. Like, the shit that you can do and the shit that you can ask it. So, everybody knows I feel like AI is going to ruin the world. I think technology is going to ruin the world. I think this is all a bad thing. But this AI program, this ChatGPT, can literally do anything for you. Earlier today, I was having it write songs. I wanted to see what it would do if I gave it certain prompts. So earlier this week, I was messing with certain prompts to see if I can get it to assist me in writing a story. And it actually sounds pretty decent as far as I'm concerned for what it is. But it wrote three different style songs for me today. I tried ChatGPT for the story writing earlier this week. Earlier today, I have a program on my phone called Nova. I downloaded from the Google Play Store. That's the one I was using for the songs and shit. It's just, it's crazy. Now, I know you had some experiences with the chat bots too. What were you asking it? Yeah, but you were telling me something before we started about what you were asking.
Oh, when I tried I think that's pretty crazy. I asked it if it became sentient, if it would, you know, let humans know. And it said, no, it's not programmed to.
Yeah.
So... I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, dude. Fire and I, Jared and I here, we're messing with it before stream too. We were messing with it before we went live, before you even came in, asking it to write like a children's story and shit. And it did. It went.
But yet you ask it anything about Donald Trump and it won't answer it.
Yeah, it won't give biased opinions. But that AI robot is
biased. It's woke.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they program it that way. But that robot that AI robot that Jared just put up here, I saw a video the other day of them doing like a dating game. And there was a comedian doing this dating game. I think I sent it to you. I sent it to Alex and someone else. And it's fucking creepy. Like, it assessed what this dude was saying to it. And told him, I'm not a big fan of your sense of humor, so I'm going to have to eliminate you. Like, basically told this dude off. And as he's walking out, he said something else, and it made fun of him. Like, it burned him real bad on his way out. Like, the level that they're getting this shit to, with how it can respond and how quickly it can respond, it's getting a little crazy.
The people that are creating this shit right now are basically the generation that grew up with fucking Terminator, right?
Yeah. Well, and
why? Why do they want to do it?
The bad thing is the younger generation, they are now growing up with this. Like the kids that are in school. Jared was talking earlier about how kids now are asking why they can't use these programs to help write their papers and shit.
They do.
It just kills me because there's like, why can't we use this? You know, this is something that we're going to have access to. This is a part of our world now. Why not let us use it to write our papers and help with our assignments and all that?
Help. The thing will fucking do it for them. They're not going to learn anything. They're going to be idiots.
Yeah, and that's my point, man. Like when shit hits the fan and you don't have this technology anymore, you're going to have a generation full of dumbasses who don't know how to do anything for themselves, because all they care about is getting shit done for them and getting it done quickly. So they don't have to worry about it, and they can go out and do whatever the fuck they want to do.
AI like the is least a amount terrible of work possible. Idea.
100%.
It's a terrible idea.
For students, yes, but so I pulled up an article. So there's a few things that they actually use it for in school is for plagiarism detection, exam integrity, chatbots for enrollment and retention, learning management systems, for transcriptions of faculty lectures, and analyzing student success metrics and research. So I don't think it should be allowed for students, but I mean, if it's helping, you know, as a tool for teachers to not spend as much time as like grading and stuff like that. I mean,
that, yeah, that's a different story. Like using it as a tool to be helpful in that sense is one thing. I still fear for the day where we try to make this shit, like the be all end all, like this is our world now. Like you see people eliminating jobs and doing the self checkout registers and the kiosks at restaurants and everything.
You're saying that like we have a choice in that. If this shit becomes sentient, there is no choice.
We won't even know what's happening, to be honest.
It's just going to happen.
They're going to do these AI are going to open bank accounts on their own.
They'll know they'll have access everything. To all of it. They'll know everything.
Mm-hmm. They'll be able to invest and make money for themselves. They'll be able to buy up property and shit online. So they'll figure out some way to do it. Like it's going to happen. Like the McDonald's that has no workers. Yeah. Yeah. Lisa, we are streaming the podcast on the Holy Man account. I tried something new tonight. We can stream to three platforms. So we are live on the NDT Facebook and YouTube accounts, as well as the Holy Man account. We're just trying to bring in some new faces, introduce some people to what the Holy Man does on the side, aside from just some Apex, you know. So for those of you who are fans of the podcast or viewers and supporters of the podcast and listen to us here, you heard earlier, if you were here earlier, about you know, the whole Twitch thing. Justin and I do stream on Twitch. I stream a lot of Apex Legends. We do every Sunday night, we do custom matches. So anybody who wants to learn the game, run some matches with us, even if you've never played before, it's on all systems. It's a free game to download. You can come hang out with us. We'll teach you the ropes. It's a good time. It doesn't matter who wins and loses. We have a fun time no matter what. So that's just what we do. It's a lot of fun. We were always told that we would never have a calculator in our pocket, but now we do. Yeah, that's a good point, too. That's a good point, too.
We don't just have a calculator. We have an entire fucking computer.
Yeah, and look what we use it for, man. We have the entire world's knowledge in our pocket, and we use it to take selfies and post it.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking into things about having your phones in school too, and they were talking about, well, I mean, that's, you got some classes, some teachers that allow you to use your phone, some teachers that don't. So, I mean, how can you regulate it? Because the kids are obviously going to be like, well, this teacher allows me to use my phone. Some people allow them to play music on their phone. I mean, I don't know what's going on with kids these days, but using music, I don't know. I mean, you're there to learn in school, not there to have fun and, you know, sit there and listen to music all damn day when you're trying to get an education.
Dude, schools are getting a lot more relaxed anymore. It's, I don't know. Even my kid, we homeschool our kids. My son wants to go back to public school next year. Also, real quick, just thank you so much, Lisa, for subscribing to the channel again. You are a wonderful friend and an amazing human being. Thank you. But like, my son wants to go back to public school again next year. It's been a few years. He's been a few years at homeschooled. So the wife and I worry a little bit. He's a smart kid. He's a bright kid. I think he gets bored with what we have for him here, and he wants that interaction. But at the same time, like I worry about how public school does things. Like they've removed shit from the curriculum. They don't teach shit that's going to prepare him for life. I don't feel like they do enough to prepare him for life. But at the same time, we're going to have a baby in the house, and it's going to be tough for the wife to pull double duty, you know, doing mom stuff and doing teacher stuff, trying to pay attention to the baby, make sure the baby's taken care of, and trying to corral the kids and get them to sit down and do their schoolwork. So we'll have many more conversations about it before the end of this school year, this calendar year anyway, and we'll decide what we're going to do. But it's going to take a big conversation and a lot of thinking, because I'm still not sure. As long as the phone is for emergencies only, then yes, they should have it. As long as it stays in their pocket, I guess, right? I mean, I don't know. But I went to school. I never needed anything in my pocket for emergencies. If there was something going on that I, as a child, needed to know about, my parents would have called the school, and I would have been called to the office, and I would have been ready to go by the time my parents got there. So I don't even know if it's necessary for that. It's just a distraction. But I mean, in our school, they say that guys having facial hair is a distraction. Guys having earrings is a distraction. Girls having short skirts is a distraction, which I mean, I agree with that too. I mean, you know, hormones are raging in high school, but you know, it's fucking crazy the shit they don't allow in our own school system here. Alex says she's more than a little worried. The charter cyber school, I still don't even know about that, man, because my kid trying to stay focused on a computer for hours upon hours a day is just, I think it's too much. I think they need to have that physical paperwork, the book right there with them. They need to have someone in front of them lecturing them, teaching them something to focus on. I don't know. Yeah, we're debating on sending our kids back to school, Alexandra. A medicine school there on the cell phones, and the school allows it. It's really? The school allows them to be on their phones, like texting and calling each other during class?
Some teachers, they're afraid. School lets them use their phones.
I feel like they're afraid that if they swipe their phones, they're going to have a lawsuit on their hands for taking their private property. It's fucking bullshit. I'm sorry.
It's a 50-50 chance. It's a 50-50 chance that they will.
The fucking catering anymore, and the fact that these lawsuits are allowed, it's absolutely asinine. I don't understand. Fucking catering to everybody, man. Babying everybody. It's so bad for our world, man. We're coddled. In this country, we are coddled. Like, everybody thinks that everything's all sunshine and rainbows. It's fucking not. Like, you got to look at the rest of the world. If we continue to get weaker as a country, we will be fucking destroyed. China and Russia don't give a shit. There's other countries out there that don't give a shit.
Yep.
Like, there are people, there are other countries salivating, just waiting for the opportunity for us to drop our guard.
They're laughing at us. They're laughing at us.
Just run roughshod over us. Just steamroll our country and just take what they want. It's crazy, man. Alex, they do TikToks with the teachers I've seen. Oh, my God. Back in 2004, the school never called my parents when a kid brought a kid.
She means gun.
When a kid oh.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, she used to tell me that story. She said that, yeah, they don't send anything out. Back then, they didn't notify anybody.
That's insane. Yeah, right. My school would have just given me your phone. I'll give it back at the end of the day. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? You, as a parent, what the fuck are you calling your kid in the middle of the school day for?
Right. You know where they're at.
You should. You should trust the kid.
Now, for me, I'll send Phoebe a text when she's at school. Like, but I know she's not looking at her phone. Like, I know it's in her bag. And that's just because I'm going to sleep and I wanted to make sure she knew I was thinking about her.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think we're babying this younger generation. Everyone's afraid to hurt feelings. And I think that's bad for everybody. We need to stop catering, and we need to stop pretending like everyone's feelings are more important than reality.
You know when that started, right? That started with us.
What do you mean?
We were the group coming through Little League. Well, right, maybe right after us. Every team got a fucking trophy.
I didn't. Every team?
That was right after us.
No. I guess every team that made the playoffs.
Like,
sure, every team that made the playoffs.
The participation award bullshit.
Yeah, so your feelings don't get hurt.
You know what else? All fucking started.
You know what else drives me nuts? Like, I hate when people feel like, you know, okay, example. You go to a birthday party for a child. That child has a sibling. When you feel the need to get that sibling something so they don't feel left out, I hate that shit. I hate that. Mm-hmm. Dude, it is a celebration for this child, for their birthday. You get your chance on your birthday. I'm sorry. You have to learn how to deal with your emotions. This is part of that. We're catering so much to these kids now that they cannot figure out how to deal with negative emotions. So now when they go out into the real world, they've never been told no. They have no idea how they're supposed to react when shit doesn't go their way. And now they're all throwing temper tantrums over the smallest thing. Everyone thinks that everyone needs to be kind to them. Everyone needs to cater to them. Everyone needs to be concerned for their feelings like they're the center of the universe. Dude, you got to get out of that mindset. You got to understand not everybody's going to like you. They're not going to like your lifestyle choices. They're not going to like any of the decisions you make. But you do you anyway. Who the fuck cares? Whatever, man.
In the end, the only person that needs to like you is you.
You know what people need to understand more of, too, is not everybody needs to like you. Like, as you get older, all right, so you have these circles and these cliques of friends when you're in high school. You want to be liked by everybody. But as you grow and you mature and you get away from high school, you get away from college, you get into the real world, your circle shrinks year by year by year. So it's not going to matter what people think of you. You're going to get to a point in your life where you just stop caring. You only care about that small circle around you. If people would learn that earlier in life and stop giving a flying fuck, they'd be a lot happier.
Yep.
Also, like just a little side note, Juliet, hello. I didn't want to ignore you. It is so lovely to see you. We appreciate you coming in. It's been a while. I hope you've been well.
Like I said, the only person in this world that has to like you is you.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. As long as you're not harming other people or going after children. Okay. I think we can all agree to that. Do whatever you want to do.
Yep.
Don't fuck with the kids. You fuck with the kids, you're going to have a big problem.
Very much so.
But yeah. Oh, anyway. We had it, you know, it starts going one way and then we go another way and then, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Your maternity pics are absolutely beautiful. I know I'm such a fucking great photographer, aren't I, Alex?
Oh, my God.
I'm so. I did a great job. My wife likes
your
to tell me.
Your head barely fits in the fucking screen as it is.
I know. But my wife likes to pick on me and tell me I do not have an eye for photography. I took a shit ton of pictures and I told her too. I was like, you know what? I was like, I know you're going to see a lot of pictures of just your face. I know these are supposed to be maternity pictures. There's a lot of pictures of just your face. And she's like, why? I said, you're just too beautiful. I love your face. I love her face, man. Her eyes were just shining today. And I loved it. Like, work it for me, baby. Let's go.
Missing parts of her.
I mean, we are married. We gotta like kind of gotta like each other. Yeah, I know, right? You got bit by a snake, and your brother's cat chose violence and clawed your hand, but you're good. Well, shit. Not the answer I expected, but I fucking love it. That's exciting. You certainly don't live a dull life, that's for sure.
Fuck snakes.
Well, you cropped some weird, like missing parts of me. Listen, I already told you. I cropped out your feet and your legs on some of them because your knee was bent in some weird, funky ways, okay? The way you were standing, you kind of like hyperextended your knee a bit. So I'm like, let's not get that in the picture. I don't know. I did what I could. I told you I'm not a pro. We just couldn't afford to hire a pro. So it is what it is. A snake. Oh, don't tell Alex that. She will run like crazy. I just kept.
Oh, my God.
So I was streaming 3 days a week, guys, on Twitch here on The Holy Man. So we cut back to 2 days. I'm trying to make it so that you guys can plan ahead and get to the streams if you want to be there. So Sundays and Thursdays are the stream days now, guys. So Sunday nights at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be live running custom lobbies on Apex Legends. Anybody who wants to play with us, make sure you show up. You get that lobby code, hop on in. We'll run some LTMs, like Team Deathmatch. We'll run some Control and Gun Run and anything else we can fucking play.
If people in there, you could run duos,
if
solos.
If we get at least 30 people for BR, we can play the Battle Royale. And it's only duos and trios as far as I know.
No, you can set it up as whatever you want. You select the teams.
Right, it shows
you
duos
can,
and trios.
Yeah, but, you can put one per team.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's Sunday night, 6:30, custom lobbies. Thursday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the other night. You can catch me playing some Apex with the wife and just rotating teammates, whoever wants to hop in and play with us. It's a good fucking time. That right there, that is my main squeeze, Rampart, with her Sheila, her fucking minigun. I love that bad bitch. It's fucking beautiful. You can catch Justin anytime he decides to throw the stream up over at Clutch Killer 16. That's Clutch with a K. It's the only way to spell it.
Yeah, that's damn. It's been so long since we did that. I was like,
I know, right?
The fuck did he just say? Hoy.
Yeah. So here at the end of the episode, I wanna bring Fire on because Fire's got Fire. Those of you who are on my Twitch, you know him as Fire. Those of you who know us through the podcast, you know him as Jared. So I want to bring Jared on and let him tell you guys about a little side project he's going to be working on because he's all set. He's all ready for it. He just has to fucking pull the trigger.
Nice of you to put me on the spot like that.
Fucking A right. Tell us what you got going on, man.
You got to fly by the seat of your pants.
I think I'm going to do it next week. But so I'm a building inspector. This month is building safety month. So I got an episode that I wanted to do about building collapses and building safety where I talk about like four different collapses, building failures and what happened. And in the segment, I got something called What in the F Happened? S stands for fire, where I talk about a tragic fire that happened. And I'm all about codes. So what codes came from these incidents? So I think it would be a pretty good podcast. So I'm going to try that out.
Yeah, dude, informational. It'll be pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's got the first episode already scripted and shit. So that's fucking
scripted,
awesome.
Scripted videos are in place. Obviously, you can see my handiwork that I've been doing behind the scenes here with all these giffies.
Dude, all the shit that Clutch used to make fun of me for doing, like getting all prepared and shit. He used to tease me because I want to be prepared. God forbid.
He's doing like an informational podcast.
Which makes more sense. I get it.
Listen, I haven't even said what the fuck today. I don't know
very,
if that one's queued
very
up.
Very proud of you for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello, Sin Swift.
We didn't get into what the fuck situation, so.
What the fuck? Well, I mean, some of the shit we talked about was very what the fuck.
Yes.
Yeah, AI. Was.
That's all right. Listen, we can go really in depth with some AI eventually. Eventually, we also have some people who want to make it onto our show. So we have a couple of guests that we got to discuss bringing on here. We've got a few local people who would be very good for our show. Interesting conversations. And we do have someone from north of the border that we have to get back to. So we got to figure that out as well.
Word.
Know what I'm saying?
Just for you, Justin.
What's the matter with you?
It's like, well, so, I mean, no, flies eat.
Hey, that's a new one. I like it.
Yeah. All right. So I think we're about at that point where we can give it a little break and come back to it in 2 weeks.
Look at the time.
I know. I told him at the beginning of the show, you know, just for fun, because every time I say it, we hit an hour. I said, well, man, I don't know how we're going to get an hour out of tonight, but we're going to try.
We always try, baby.
Yeah. All right. Well, and you know what? I think we had some fun conversations too. I always like getting the audience, the viewers involved in the show as well. So we'll try to pull at that a little bit more too.
Again, I enjoyed going a little nerdy in the beginning.
I love talking video games, man. I do. Tell your wife, happy Mother's Day, Corey. Absolutely, Sin. She's sitting there in chat. So thank you so much. And happy Mother's Day to you as well. And all of the other amazing mothers who happen to listen to or watch our show. We hope you guys have a fantastic Mother's Day. And
can I stir the pot here a little bit? Deserve.
Sure.
Can we wish a happy Mother's Day to all the fathers that do both gigs?
No, I will fucking slap you in the face. Bruh.
You get your time next month.
Yes. Thank you. Just like all the mothers, all the people that wish the single mothers. Fuck that. All the people that wish the mothers a happy Father's Day because they're single moms and they're doing both. No. You're doing the mother's role and you're doing it right. You're a mom. You're doing what you're supposed to do. You're going above and beyond. We get it, but you have Mother's Day. Stop doing that shit. I hate that shit. It's selfish. Fucking selfish. You get Mother's Day as a mother, you get Father's Day as a father. Period. Done. Over with.
Only because...
Fuck. God damn it. Now I'm pissed off. I want to be fucking pissed off.
The only reason I did it, Alex, was because why not? Every Father's Day, you see the posts. Yes. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there and all the mothers that play both roles.
And so, it's annoying as shit.
Why not?
It's dumb.
There's that fag talk we talked about.
I agree. That's why I said I was stirring the pot, because I think it's fucking stupid.
So happy Mother's Day to all of you beautiful mothers out there. May you get pampered the way you deserve. And whatever, Toby. And I know us personally, my wife and I, we are going to be honoring our mothers tomorrow. If your mother has passed, please make it a point to, if you can, if you live close enough, pay your respects. We're going to the cemetery, dropping the flowers, cleaning up graves, you know, saying a couple prayers for them. I hope y'all do the same too. All right. You always want to remember the ones that we lost way, way too soon, man. Way too soon. That's for sure. I don't want to go out and get sad because now I'm going to get sad. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll be back in about 2 weeks.
Later.
All right, y'all, it's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.